presenters are a nitwit breed, a notch above DJ, but still trailing way behind the cachet and respect of a WWF wrestler. Like stealth bombers, they deliver their dreadful loads without ever really showing up on the screen, and yet they are the teeming halls of television. To be remembered as a presenter, you've got to be so damn good, or so damn different, or so damn intimidating that viewers who don't like you keep it quiet for fear you'll come round and have the whole thing out face to face. Naturally, to be any one of those things is impressive. To be two, spectacular. But to be all three, while doing nothing more threatening than explaining the correct way to whip a meringue, now that, my friends, is to be...
Ah, look at that, Brian.
Who is it?
It's Danny Braddock.
Cook, performer, star, Fanny Craddock. Not until the recent emergence of Arsenio Hall was schoolyard wits going to receive such a gift of a name. And yet, Fanny Craddock was actually christened Phyllis Now Sautin Primrose Pesci. You see, you've either got or you haven't got style.
Covered the coarse masses of them. Fit proper ones. Proper grill, proper oven built in the wall there, rather, and cupboards all the way along here. Look it.
Hello, Pete. Brilliant.
And of course, cupboards, everything within reach, because we believe in saving every fraction of time and motion that we possibly can. Nice big area in the middle where we have table and meals, and we want it, filled it up with a great shelf.